5 Kanye West quotes from Faith, the MAGA hat, cancel culture, and 2024, I'm in service to Christ, my job is to spread the gospel. By Jerome Hudson on October 25, 2019. Rap icon and fashion mogul opened up in a nearly two-hour interview with Apple Music's Zane Lowe to promote his latest album Jesus is King and addressed his service to Christ, virtue-signaling liberals, his plans to run for president, and much more. Below are a few of the most revealing quotes Kanye West offered. 1. I'm no longer a slave. I'm a son now. Son of God. I'm free through to Christ. Kanye West made clear his commitment to Christianity throughout his extensive interview, telling Lowe that he is no longer an entertainer but more of a Christian innovator. Now that I'm in service to Christ, my job is to spread the gospel, to let people know what Jesus has done for me, West explained. I've spread a lot of things. There was a time I was letting you know what high fashion had done for me. I was letting you know what the Hennessy had done for me. I was letting you know all these things, but now I'm letting you know what Jesus has done for me. And in that, I'm no longer a slave, West continued. I'm a son now. Son of God. I'm free through Christ. He continued. When you're not serving God, you're serving everyone else. You're serving your ego, you're serving your bank account, you're serving your wife and kids, yes, that is a good thing. Serving your management or the people that you're managing. You're serving Hollywood, you're serving your reputation. You're serving the responsibility of your race. 2. There will be a time when I will be the president of the U.S. Some historical context, 3 years ago Kanye West was millions in debt. He reached out to Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and asked him for a $1 billion investment. Fast forward, West is head of a multi-billion dollar fashion empire. He's calling Twitter boss Jack Dorsey his favorite founder, and says he will always remember every meeting and interaction I've had with Jack Dorsey, and I will always remember my meetings and interactions with Mark Zuckerberg, and they've been completely different. West told Zane Lowe, there will be a time while we'll be president of the United States and I will remember. I will forgive, but I will remember any founder that didn't have the capacity to understand culturally what we were doing. Asked if 2024 was the year he could announce his candidacy, West said we're working on it. 3. We're living at an age where someone could be fired for what they think if they say it out loud. That's the age, wake up. This is 2019. This is where we are at right now. This is what Dave Chappelle's whole point was, West said of his longtime friend's seminal stand-up special, in which Chappelle destroyed the woke left and their penchant for finding a way to be offended by everything. Stop chilling the art, West counted. The artists are supposed to express themselves to be able to have that eternal three-year-old at all costs. People say, oh, this is going to kill your brand. But my brand is expressing how I feel, whether it's in line with what you thought the brand was even 2 days ago. A smart man has the right to pivot and say, I think something different now. I don't think this because this was the culture, thanks. 4. Wearing the MAGA hat, liberals losing their mind, it was God's practical joke to all liberals. For the greatest artist in human existence to put a red hat on was God's practical joke to all liberals. Like, no. Not Kanye. West said before calling out liberals only screamed about social problems instead of doing the work to address serious issues. Liberals never stood in front of the prisons to stop there from being 1 in 3 black men, locked up or the system, said West, whose wife Kim Kardashian West spearheaded an effort that eventually became the First Step Act, which President Donald Trump signed into law last year. The measure offers reduced sentences for some federal convicts throughout their involvement in job and skills training programs. 5. Social media is the modern-day cigarettes. With social media, people are brainwashed, people are addicted to it, West later lamented. People invest more into a photo on social media than they invest into real life. One of the reasons why I came to this ranch is to get outside. Kanye West continued and addressed the overwhelming pressure people, especially women, feel to produce a positive presentation of themselves on social media and how that behavior creates addiction, similar to cigarettes, and anxiety for men and women. I'm just giving you a flat opinion on what I currently see and what I feel and the pain that I have in my life. I suffer. I suffer and I appreciate the suffering because it's just we can just feel a little bit of what Jesus felt when we suffer. But social media makes me suffer. I suffer from that, and by me saying this out loud, I'm sure that there's other married men that suffer in a similar way that are happy to hear me say, oh yeah, I'm suffering. Watch the full interview below. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter @JeromeHudson.